has wrapped up another day of training camp practice here at St. Thomas Sports Park, so that means it's time for your Titans training camp report, fueled by Gatorade. I'm Amy Welsh, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, big news coming off the field today. Corey Davis went down in practice. What did Mike Mularkey have to say about that?
Well, he said he's headed to the doctors for an MRI, which will kind of give the extent of the hamstring injury. You hope it's not bad. You know, I think he's off to a good start in training camp, but he did have a play where he kind of came up a little bit gingerly and headed to the locker room with trainers. With those, you just got to keep your fingers crossed, and you got to be careful. That's one injury that you don't want to send a guy back too soon for. So just hope it's not a grade that's a bad grade, and you hope that he can get back soon. Sooner rather than later.
For another day, we saw Derrick Henry get a lot of reps in practice. What's going on with that running back group?
Well, Derrick Henry looked good, and DeMarco Murray is dealing with a hamstring injury himself, so that's allowed Derrick Henry to get more opportunities. He's taking full advantage of it. Guys like David Fulwellen, Kalfani Muhammad, those guys are getting an opportunity to kind of show what they have as well. Kalfani's going to have to make some plays. Both of them are going to have to make some plays on special teams, but the more work you can get, the more you can impress your coaches, the better for those guys.
We've seen real up-tempo practices these last couple of days, but especially today coming off an off day. How is the defense contributing to that?
Well, I think that they've kind of upped the ante on, so to speak, and they won the O-line, D-line drill, the championship belt, as they like to call it. Dodori Jackson made a great one-handed interception to Marcus Mariota at practice. Not long after, LaShawn Sims comes up with a loose ball. I thought the defense held up, especially in some of the run periods where Brian Arakpo said they were almost getting bored out there because the offense didn't have an answer for them. So offense has some days as well, but the defense has really stood up this week.
All right, well, Mike Keith is standing by with fullback Nudie Fowler to get his take on the tempo of practice today.
Tempo was the story of practice today. How much did it help that you went with a lot of tempo coming off a day off?
I mean, it's very good trying to catch the other team off balance and making yourself push yourself during the day when you're trying to have an up-speed tempo. So it's very good coming off a day off.
How long does it take for the offense to get comfortable playing with that kind of extra speed?
I mean, take it day by day and just try to learn and just stay in your playbook. And once you learn, I mean, it's really easy to set that tempo. Then you got guys always pushing you like DeMarco. You got Ben, you got Taylor, and just telling everybody to go quick, and Marcus. So you really don't want to let those guys down. You just want to push the tempo for those guys and just go hard as you can.
Tomorrow night, a practice at Centennial High School in Franklin, and then Saturday night, a scrimmage at Nissan Stadium. What does this offense need to get done in those two night workouts?
Just show that we physical and can play a full game together and make minimum mistakes and just try to be the best team we could be.
One of the best fullbacks in the National Football League, Jalston Fowler, with us. Back to you, Amy.
Now, Jim, practice tomorrow is going to be a little bit different for this Titans team. It's going to be at Centennial High School. What can we expect to see tomorrow?
Well, they've kind of juggled the schedule. They're going to have a walkthrough here in the morning. They have meetings, and they're going to load buses here at the facility around 6 o'clock and head to Centennial for the practice. It'll be neat. I mean, I know Marcus Mariota, Mike Mularkey kind of talked about their Friday night experiences. These guys will be back under lights. Keep your fingers crossed on the weather, because that's the only thing that could change it up is if there's a driving rain. You don't want to be on a field that you're not all that familiar with. So if everything goes according to plan, it should be a neat night under the lights.
All right, this Titans team is taking their show on the road the next 2 days. Friday night is going to be under the lights at Centennial. Practice starts at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. And then Saturday, it's going to be at Nissan Stadium, 6 o'clock. You're going to want to come out and see this Titans team play on their home field at Nissan Stadium. It should be a ton of fun. For Jim Wyatt and Mike Keith, I'm Amy Wells, and this is your Titans training camp report, fueled by Gatorade.